Hello and welcome to part two of Chatterbox. I'm John Francis, and today I'm joined by Marianne Penn. We have more news items, information desk, and another feature.
Hello, everyone. First, we have some news stories with, apologies to non-sporting fans, a couple about Norwich City and a golf course with too many water hazards. Norwich City, joint majority shareholder Delia Smith and Michael Wynne-Jones, are saddened by the Ipswich Town failure to condemn an attack on their car. Ipswich fans crowded the well-known city owner's vehicle as they were driven into the Tractor Boys Portman Road Stadium on December the 16th. That came just over an hour before the East Anglian Derby, which ended 2-2. A beer can was thrown on the car as they arrived at Portman Road, with Delia shaken by the incident. Alongside husband Michael, she issued the following broadside after Town chose not to publicly respond. Delia and Michael would like to thank all the Ipswich Town supporters who are still sending messages of support, and even flowers, after the event to apologise for what took place at the derby match on Saturday, December 16th. There has been a very good relationship with Ipswich Town during our tenure of 28 years, and we are saddened that we are yet to receive a public apology. It's understood that a private acknowledgement of wrongdoing was made by figures behind the scenes at Ipswich after they were contacted by their counterparts, but no public apology or condemnation has been made.
And Norwich City will travel to Premier League leaders Liverpool in the FA Cup fourth round if they beat Bristol Rovers in next week's replay. The Canaries have a major incentive to land a glamour tie at Anfield, which would also pit David Wagner against his one of his closest friends and former teammate Jurgen Klopp. Fourth round ties will take place across the weekend of Saturday, January the 27th, 28th. City's third round replay at the Memorial Stadium has been confirmed for Wednesday, the 17th of January at 7:45 p.m.
A country club has been forced to close its golf course for the first time after heavy rainfall and severe flooding across Norfolk. Wensum Valley Golf Club was shut yesterday after torrential downpours overnight, which led to chaos on the roads, damaged homes and even a school closure. Bridget Hall, director of Wensum Valley, said it was the first time the golf course had to close because of rain. "We've had members keen to go out there, but we've had to close because it is so wet," she said. "Part of the course is on a floodplain, but we've only ever closed due to snow. There's been 15 millimetres of rain since the start of the year. The rest of the country club remained open, and Miss Hall hopes to reopen the golf course very soon."
A Norwich head teacher has promised to buy all 750 of her pupils a donut if Norwich City crash out of the FA Cup this weekend. When the Canaries drew Bristol Rovers at home in the tournament's third round, it was a moment of pure excitement for Sarah Shiras, head teacher of St William's Primary School in Thorpe St Andrew. Miss Shiras has been a supporter of the Pirates for more than 30 years, having adopted the Canaries Cup visitors while teaching in the southwest city. She said her fandom began when a child in her first ever class asked her to go along to a game when he was mascot, and she's followed Rovers ever since. However, in the 25 years that she's been teaching in Norfolk, the two sides have only met at Carrow Road twice, with the Canaries victorious on both occasions. The head teacher will be in the away end this weekend and will be rooting for a cup upset that would see David Wagner's side face an early exit.
The Royal Norfolk Show will celebrate an historic first when it returns this summer by presenting three highly prized national trophies. The Burke Perpetual Challenge trophies will be awarded to cattle farmers and agricultural innovators competing at the county's annual summer showcase on June the 26th and 27th. They were introduced at the Royal Show in 1951 to mark the retirement of Sir Roland Burke, an honorary director of the Royal Agricultural Society of England, RASE. More than 70 years later, the RASE says that Burke trophies remain the most prestigious cattle awards within the UK farming. The 2024 Royal Norfolk Show will be the first time all three have been presented together outside of the RASE Royal Show. Two will be awarded for the best two animals of a breed, one male and one female, in the beef and dairy cattle sections. And the third will be for the best new implement showcasing agricultural innovation. Mark Nicholas, Managing Director of Show Organisers, the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, RNAA, said he was thrilled to announce this historic first for the Royal Norfolk Show.